crew to 82,000. That's crew to 82,000.
The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Check that for me, will you, Susan? All right, welcome back. 8 o'clock, Denny and the Girls, Q105. Chance of fog, light freezing rain this morning with light fog throughout the day today with a high near 45. Tomorrow, warm and breezy, chance of light rain, maybe some fog. It's going to feel like spring tomorrow. 55 tomorrow, and then, yeah, it's over. Because it gets cold, man. It's going to get cold again. Saturday's high is only 20. Sunday, I think it's even colder than that. But we're allegedly going to get some weather. Winter storm Hunter may hit us, and we could get, we don't know. I mean, we could get significant snow, or it may miss us. No one really knows. But we'll know as it gets closer, and we'll keep you posted. 27 right now at the Cumulus Compound. Might even be warmer than that. I haven't checked in a while. Girl Scouts coming in. It's Girl Scout cookie season. They're $4 a box. Some of them are $5.
Oh, it's going up, man.
I don't know if it's up or if it's the same as last year. I don't know, but I just can't say no.
I pay for Thin Mints, man. I don't mind paying.
They're the number one seller. Anyway, yep. We're going to go through all of that coming up when they're in studio hanging out with you shortly. We're going to have a couple of actual Girl Scouts. Hopefully they're wearing their little Girl Scout outfit. We'll get them on Facebook
they
Live.
They should get a little patch for being on the show.
What would that patch be? The I Survived the Denny Schaefer Show patch?
Yeah, exactly.
Headphones on a patch, maybe?
Yeah.
Microphone.
Broadcasting patch.
I wonder if there's a media
public
patch.
Speaking.
Maybe they have a media patch. Oh. We'll ax them. Anyway, they'll be coming in, and you can watch them on Facebook Live, which is brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. All right, postal carriers, man. Sometimes they just, I always feel for the postal carriers. Yeah. Maybe because my sister did the mail for 10 years. She did it. And then she really went after her passion. Ready? She went from being a postal carrier to a high school teacher in the inner city.
Wow.
And teaching special ed. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Dangerous minds.
Yeah, she's a glutton
but
for punishment.
That's her passion.
Is. Yeah, well.
She's working in the inner city in Flint, and she's working with special ed kids, and it's awesome. I have two sisters that are special ed teachers. Hmm. Anyway, and then when I saw the story, I kind of laughed, and then I kind of didn't. Postal carriers say a rafter, guess that's what you call wild turkeys, a group of them, a rafter of aggressive wild turkeys are preventing the mail carriers from delivering mail to more than 24 homes in a Cleveland suburb. Wild turkeys.
We have wild turkeys in our neighborhood.
Oh, you do?
Yes, and I know they're over in Arrowhead Park. What's the deal with the wild turkeys?
Where'd they come from?
What are they eating?
And do they multiply like deer? Are we going to have a call to take them out if they start getting aggressive?
Well.
Like what?
Yeah, what do wild turkeys do when they get aggressive?
I don't know.
Wait a minute, but here's the thing. You hit a turkey with your car, you're probably not going to sustain a whole lot of damage, and you're probably not going to lose control of your car and kill somebody. You hit a deer with your car, you can lose control and kill somebody. That's why deer got to go.
But what if the turkeys get aggressive, though, and they don't let
And they
you,
will. They like, have a grudge right now. I mean.
Why? Because of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
No, they should be happy as hell because they survived Thanksgiving. you weren't on somebody's plate.
But the turkeys in our neighborhood are scrawny because we were debating about, would you eat one of those? I'm like, I'm not eating that.
You got to fatten it up, Susan.
They're scrawny
That's
over by us.
That's why there's turkey farms that you actually get your turkeys from.
Yeah.
I don't know how the Arrowhead Park turkeys are. Maybe they're festively plump. I don't know.
Don't know.
I haven't seen them. But I know they're everywhere. And they take their time crossing the roads. Like in our neighborhood, they cross.
Lay on the horn.
One behind the other. All of a sudden, they're crossing. Okay, turkey.
I have never.
According to the story, residents on a number of streets in Rocky River have had to pick up their mail at the post office because the turkeys have created unsafe conditions for carriers to deliver to people's homes.
They're angry turkeys.
Yeah, turkey
so obviously
wasn't
they
in
must.
The list.
They must walk the route. Because if you're in the cool little
mail truck, you just speed off.
Rocky River Mayor says the problem has persisted for the last 3 weeks. She said city ordinances don't allow for turkeys to be eradicated. So they passed a law that says you can't kill them.
Hmm.
How about just stuffing them, throwing them in the oven? How about that? The city instead... Ready? Sent letters to people asking them to stop putting out bird seed in the hope the turkeys will go somewhere else.
Oh. They sent letters?
Yeah.
Turkeys can't read. Why
no, not to the turkey.
But you had to go pick up the letter yourself at the post office.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they weren't going to deliver it.
A U.S. Postal Service spokesperson says carriers have been pecked, but none have been injured.
What happened today at work?
Oh, you're not going to believe this. Wild turkey was pecking the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's not included in the list of things. Neither rain nor sleet nor dark of night. There's nothing about turkeys in there. Nothing.
You know
they
what?
Don't have to deliver with rogue turkeys.
What's the deal with the wild turkeys? We never
Who
had turkeys before
people?
This year. And then all of a sudden there's like gangs
I know,
of turkeys.
I know, this is the first
rafters.
Year I've heard of it.
Rafters.
Rafters of turkeys.
Rafters. Okay, they're not flocks.
No.
And they're
rafters.
And I originally thought when you said wild turkey, I thought we were talking about drinking.
Drinking.
No.
That would not be a problem. You get rid of that. You could get rid of that by the time the show's over. Yeah. You know what, though? This is the world that we live in now. I mean, this should not even be a news story. Somebody gets pecked by a turkey. Somebody takes the turkey out. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Eye for an eye, beak for a beak.
That's
have you,
it.
Have you heard of rafters of turkeys, though, before now?
Never. Right. I had to look it up. I'm like, rafter of turkeys? That's somebody who's bragging about their intelligence. They're like, what is President Trump? He's a super genius or whatever he called
him. Yeah, just ask him.
Or whatever he called him. Wasn't super genius.
Donald J. Trump, and the J stands for genius.
Genius.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, you know, this shouldn't be an issue. You should just take them out. I mean, that's...
Well, I just didn't... Yeah, I've been... But this is the first time since I've lived in this community that I've ever heard of turkeys being an issue in the state.
Well, in Cleveland, they're a big problem.
Crazy.
And in Susie's neighborhood, they're even a bigger problem. And, oh, he's a stable genius. That's what he called himself.
Oh,
he's some sort of stable genius. And then there's somebody in Congress, some Democrat, is bringing forth a bill. Some dude in Pennsylvania introduced what he's calling the Stable Genius Act. And what it would accomplish, it would require major party presidential nominees to certify that they have undergone a formal mental health examination and disclose the results.
Well,
to make sure they're fit.
Yeah, well.
That's pretty darn funny. Where have you been?
Yeah.
It's our man, Richie Rich. Dude, it's the 10th. We've been on over a week on the air. We haven't heard from you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, hi, Richie.
Happy New Year, Denny and the girl.
What's up, dude? What's up? What's on your mind? You got a rafter of turkeys over there at your house?
No, but Denny.
Yes.
You got to be giving this. This is the skirtiest skirt that you, contest that you can do.
What, the whoever sounds the sickest?
Yeah. Ain't no real man gonna call in and sniffle over the phone, Denny.
Rick from Perrysburg did.
Yeah, he did. We got one guy that missed their checks.
He's a real man.
No, I think it's
Richie's point.
First off, when you're miserable and you don't feel well, no, because when you're sick, you don't want to talk to anybody. But you call the show and you go endure my questions, and then you win a prize. I think it's a nice contest.
It's a contest with women, though.
What do you got against women's? Rich.
Nothing, Denny, but they're the only ones that's going to call in and sniffle over the phone. Ain't no real man going to do that,
Denny. Okay. Are you kidding me? Men are the biggest wusses when they're sick.
So dude, how come it took you over a week to call the show? What's been going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been working second and third shifts.
All right, so you're not available to call when we're on then?
I've been sleeping, Denny.
All right, did you have a good Christmas?
I've been sleeping so I can be healthy.
Oh, got it. So you don't get sick, you get your rest.
We get
you. So did you have a good Christmas, Rich?
Yeah, I did. I did, actually.
Good.
Yep.
All right, dude.
Hey, did y'all?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was great. One of the best, dude.
Hey, I still try to keep up with y'all, though.
All right, we appreciate you, man.
I'm going to get y'all some listeners this year also.
Please, we need more than your blind cousin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm gonna bless y'all with a happy new year with some new listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're gonna use some more.
Yeah.
All right, Rich. Have a great day, my man.
Don't make wimpy contests.
Okay, no more wimpy contests. All right, gotta go. See you. Bye bye. All right, let's get to break. Girl Scouts coming in and other stuff indoor things. Denny and the girls, it's Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105 WQQO, Sylvania, Toledo.
A Cumulus station.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Let's look at your right now traffic. It's also brought to you by Account Temp. We have no accidents to report, but there is slow traffic on 475 eastbound near Prometica Parkway. Beep, beep. That's a look at your right now traffic.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24-7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Chance of fog, light freezing rain, a high near 40.